This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On the phone from Jars of Clay, Stephen Mason, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I say morning because it's morning for us. What time is it where you are right now?
Oh, gosh, what time is it? Seth, you asked me on the day after I didn't go to sleep.
Oh, really?
So I'm running an all-nighter here. It is currently in Grand Junction, Colorado, up in the mountains, 5 o'clock.
Wow.
5 o'clock in the afternoon, or in the early evening. So,
can I ask you why you didn't sleep last night?
Oh man, I moved into a new house, and you know, the life of the musician. I had 2 days at home to get it all done, so it was a sprint to the finish. But.
Yeah. Wow, get out of town. That is insane. Now, you are one of the founding members of Jars of Clay, forming in 1993.
Absolutely.
Tell me a bit about the growth, because you guys, I mean, my goodness, you guys have grown. Tell me a little bit about the growth journey there.
Yeah, well, you know, we joked that when we met in college, we knew everything. It's been honestly a process of our undoing, and our unlearning, I should say. You know, we started as college students, and I think all along the way, it's been 15 years now. All along the way, there have been opportunities throughout our career and throughout our relationship. You know, as the four of us, to really pack it in and feel like it's time to. It's time to, you know, do something else, but because that would be easier relationally. Because relationships are hard, and it's hard work, and it takes more than what we have to make it work. You know, it takes a grace that we don't possess. It takes a patience that is a hard work. And so, you know, it was a combination of just God's goodness, the right people around us at the right time. And just the right encouragement and the right word that's always kept us leaning into each other and pushing through the tough seasons. And so we find ourselves today having more fun than ever doing what we do, and really enjoying the writing and recording processes, and being out on the road playing the songs now.
Wow. Tell us a bit about your latest album, The Long Fall Back to Earth. How is that kind of different from your original stuff back in the 90s?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, ours has been a stylistic journey as much as a creative journey. And, you know, when we started out, it was very acoustic and exclusively almost. And, you know, I think as we got into the following albums, we realized we wanted more colors in our sonic palette. So, you know, we brought out the electric guitars and started fooling with more live percussion and drums, because the original record was all sampled loops and, you know, more from a hip-hop angle that way.
Wow.
We've journeyed to this point where The Long Fall Back to Earth has left us with a lot of our 80s influences and enjoying, you know, enjoying a lot of the keyboard synthesizer work that Charlie, our keyboard player, has been doing on it. We've given him a workout. He's got really strong hands now.
He's got the calluses on the tips of the fingers.
Oh yeah, because he's been playing quite a lot on the record. But it's all very very energetic. You know, I think if we were talking to folks that have heard our last record, Good Monsters, this is just a progression, really. I think there's even more energy on this record, and I think in terms of the songwriting, it's more personal. You know, where Good Monsters was maybe a 30,000 foot look at relationship and community, and you know, struggling with isolation and you know, knowing others and being known, you know, authentically. This is the nuts and bolts, the long fall back to earth, because it kind of references, you know, that collision, you know, from a high place, you know, tumbling down to the nitty gritty of what it means to try to love somebody else.
That's awesome. Perfect. I want to, if I can, I want to end on a very serious question. It's very serious.
Absolutely.
I am one of the few people in Australia who follow American football. I love the Philly Eagles. I hear that you like the Chicago Bears.
I indeed grew up in Chicago, it's like the Chicago Cubs. You know, you're a Chicago sports fan for life. But yeah, I still have a soft place in my heart for the Bears.
Okay, my question is, can you sell American football, we call it gridiron, to Australia now? Now's your chance to sell the sport, because really, Australia, we get our backs up and we go, it's American football.
I understand. I understand, because there's so much stop and go in American football. I'm not going to do a good job of selling it.
You're not selling it very well.
Because I think, you know, because I'm, you know, I grew up, you know, ESPN started playing Aussie rules football, you know, at three in the afternoon. So I'd come home from school and get to see, you know, Aussie rules football for the first time and got hooked on that because, you know, they're kicking the ball from so far out.
Yes.
You know, running at full steam. And, you know, and the same with, you know, what I call European football proper football.
Yes.
There's just a consistency to it. You know, you get lulled to sleep, you know, and then, you know, you look away from the television and they get a breakaway goal. It's just, you have to be more attentive, I think, with those. And, you know, with commercials and everything, American football, you set aside like 3.5 hours.
Well, I can't say that you successfully sold the game, but it has been a pleasure speaking to you.
It's a wonderful time to get together and eat.
Wow. Stephen Mason, Jars of Clay, thank you very much.
Dan, thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.